Putin, the gorilla. The latest buzz has it that Scott Ritter has come to realize that the Russian action in Ukraine is in reality a war between Russia and NATO, and that Putin didn't expect that to happen. If he had, he would have mobilized a million or more men and struck hard and fast. I would like to offer another theory. Putin knew full well that the Western warmongers would throw vast amounts of money at Ukraine, and that is precisely why he is being cautious. Putin is using the guerrilla warfare model. The guerrilla wins by causing the authoritarians to go broke. Putin is draining NATO's resources and destroying their economies. Putin is going to have a price to pay, but it's nothing compared to the economic carnage that the Western countries will suffer. The gorilla is the fish, and the people are the sea. If the sea supports the fish will live. As it is now, Putin has the people on his side, both in Russia and in eastern Ukraine. Eastern Ukraine is ethnically and linguistically Russian. But the minute Putin crosses that river into western Ukraine, the sea will turn against him. The cost of his actions will dramatically increase. He will lose allies and the support of world public opinion. I suspect he knows that. It was not the Afghan army that drove the USA out of Afghanistan. It was the Afghan people. It was not the Vietnamese army that drove the USA out of Vietnam. It was the Vietnamese people. Putin may take longer to win in Ukraine with his low-pressure approach, but the NATO countries will face economic collapse, and Putin and the Russian-speaking world will have emasculated their enemies. It may cost more, but they may find the results to be worth it. The Russian people and the world remember Napoleon and Hitler. Authoritarians have difficulty communicating and cooperating. They have contempt for far too many people, and that contempt causes them to underestimate their adversaries. Authoritarians are secretive, deceitful, hypocritical, and violent. That's not a recipe for success in any endeavor that requires cooperation from large numbers of people. The NATO countries are more authoritarian than Russia and China, so the NATO countries will lose. The people who win the struggle will be the ones who are least involved. India, South America, and Central Africa. Freedom works. Slavery sucks. Marian McCloskey, May 18th, 2022.